When you spend time in another country, it can be life-changing, but it doesn't mean you entirely understand that place. In 1969, Khadija Wanan arrived in the United States as an exchange student. She was a 16-year-old Muslim girl from Morocco heading off to Wisconsin. It's not a place her family knew much about.
My father took a map, and he said, "Show me where you would be going," because he had never heard of Wisconsin before.
She stepped off the airplane to meet the people she would come to call her family. Khadija spent the next year living with the Davis family in the town of Bloomer, population 3,000. The family welcomed her into their home, though the youngest son, Tom, had trouble with her name.
It was very hard for them to say Khadija. And Tom turns to me and says, "Can I call you Katie?" I said, "No, I don't mind." And from then on, I was Katie for everybody.
Yeah, that's how it started.
That's Khadija's daughter, Ada Alami. She went to visit the Davis family in Wisconsin earlier this year. We'll hear more about that in a moment.
My mom really loved the year she spent there. She was very active in the school. She joined all kinds of clubs. She was in a play. She was in the art club. Lori Davis was a year younger than her, so they had the same group of friends. She just fully embraced that American life, and I think it was one of the most important years in her life. I was raised knowing that I had American grandparents and uncles and aunts. My mom, we were in touch with them now and then.
But then things changed suddenly. It happened about 13 years ago.
It all unraveled on the eve of the Iraq War. The Bush administration was preparing to invade Iraq, and my mom was opposed to the war, so she was sending these petitions to all her friends, especially in the U.S., trying to convince them to oppose the war.
I sent a petition to all my friends, saying this war is nonsense, there are no weapons of mass destruction, this is nonsense, and I was asking them to sign the petition. And then I got an email from Lori telling me, "Listen, if you are going to send me this kind of things, if you are going to email me this kind of letters, don't talk to me anymore."
I mean, I think my mom really took it personally and was very upset. So she wrote Lori a long email
saying, "I was very proud of myself because the first thing I learned from you guys was tolerance. And I am what I am because you taught me that there's no difference between Arabs and Americans, between Muslim and Christians and things like that. And now I said I'd rather not talk to you anymore because I can't prevent myself from saying what's wrong and what's right." And I started kind of forgetting them.
And that's it. And they stopped talking after that.
And that's how things stood for 11 years, no communication. And then on a trip to the U.S. last year, Ada decided to drive to Bloomer, Wisconsin, to find Lori Davis and try to understand what had happened. I'll let Ada tell the rest of the story.
I've never been to this part of America. I lived in New York for a long time. I've been to Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Chicago, never to the farm country. I'm really curious to see why my mother loved it so much. She said people here taught her tolerance. So it'd be interesting to find out how people who live in such a small town in the middle of Wisconsin, what's their connection to the world and to Morocco. So we drove to her house, not knowing what to expect, but she welcomed us. And it was extremely emotional because the second she saw me coming out of the car, she was extremely happy. She welcomed me like family.
She looks just like her mother. I would have known right away who she was.
And I wasn't even sure she would want to talk to me, so it was really interesting. And she had a lot of anecdotes to share with me. She didn't mention her fight with my mom, which at a point was a bit strange because I didn't know how to start the conversation. She wasn't mentioning it. And then as we were leaving, she said, "I need to explain to you what happened with your mom."
It just was a really scary period of time. And I'm sure that what Khadijah was talking about was the effect on the women and children, that it was going to cause all these people to be killed. I think that was it, was the humanity part of it. But the thing that was scary for me is, okay, so who is connecting me with this Moroccan woman that is criticizing our government? You know, it was a scary time.
And when I told my mother about Lori's explanation, she was sad to realize that she could have endangered Lori.
No, but I feel so sorry to hear this. I mean, I could have caused her problems. And just thinking one second that she could have been in trouble because of me, because of a stupid petition.
Oh. I think to my mom, what was a bit shocking was, in her mind, the U.S. was this land of freedom where she learned tolerance and to think for herself.
For me, it was a great country because 1 year made me very strong. So I would think that somebody who was born there and grew up there would be even stronger than myself.
Interestingly enough, Lori also speaks about feeling stronger today and being able to stand up against her own government.
If I have a right to my opinion, and just like your mother did, but at the time I was afraid. But the older I'm getting, the more I realize that I have to be accountable for my own self and my thoughts.
So it was sad, but at least we were able to resolve the issue, and I got them on the phone with my mom when I was in Bloomer, and here's a piece of their conversation.
I am very, very good. I'm so glad that Ada was able to track me down so that we could visit.
It makes me feel very, very well talking to you.
Well, we're so glad that we can visit with you. We've had so many wonderful memories that we've been sharing with Ada.
I think we can say that it's a happy ending. I know that my mom is really happy to have them back in her life. I feel like a diplomat. I feel like if I hadn't done this, they maybe would have never spoken to each other again, which would have been very sad.
That's Ada Alami telling the story of her mother's reconnection with her American family in Wisconsin. Ada is a reporter based in Paris. Her story was produced in collaboration with Round Earth Media.